Once in the van, Harry sat on the floor of the back seat, the twins wrapped in his beefy arms. Bert drove the van as it moved forward from the shadows of the porch. 20 minutes later, they arrived at the cottage where Angie Ames was waiting.
"They're adorable,"
she cooed as the men carried the children to the hospital-style crib that had been prepared for them. With a quick, deft movement of her hands, she untied the gags that had kept the little girls silent. The children grabbed for each other and began to wail.
"Shh, shh, don't be scared," Angie said soothingly as she pulled up the side of the crib.
She began to pat their dark blonde ringlets.
"It's all right. Go to sleep. Mona will take care of you. Mona loves you."
Mona was the name she had been ordered to use around the twins.
"I don't like that name," she'd complained when she first heard it. "Why does it have to be Mona?"
"Because it sounds close to Mama. Because when we get the money and they pick up the kids, we don't want them to say, 'A lady named Angie took care of us,'" the man called Bert had snapped.
"Quiet them down," he ordered now. "They're making too much noise."
"Relax, Bert. No one can hear them," Harry reassured him.
He's right, thought Lucas Wohl, the real name of the one called Bert. One of the reasons that he had invited Clint Downs, Harry's actual name, to join him on the job was because 9 months of the year, Clint lived as caretaker.